Please be seated. Well, as I read through the text this week and discussed them with my colleagues and wrestled with them, I found myself wanting to be one of those ancient Christians who could write a letter back to Paul, asking him for some clarity. We are in the season of Christian unity. There is a week coming up where we are to pray for Christian unity. There will be a Unity Sunday. There is all this talk about Christian unity, and it kind of kicks off with Paul's letter today. And yet, I think we are still not very sure what that means. Well, be careful what you ask for. Because what I got for you all is a letter from Paul to try to clear things up a little bit. So I would like to read that to you this morning. Paul, called to be an apostle of Christ Jesus by the will of God, and our sister and brothers, Andrew, Dina, and Jeff, to the church of God that is in Waco, to those who are sanctified in Christ Jesus to be saints, together with all those in every place who call on the name of our Lord Jesus Christ. Grace to you and peace from God our Father and the Lord Jesus Christ. I give thanks to God for you, for I have heard through my brothers and sisters in this work that you have been enriched by God and given great gifts for the proclaiming of the good news of Jesus Christ. Know that God will continue to strengthen you for every good work, that you may be faithful servants of the kingdom for all those in the great city of Waco and beyond. Now, for this reason, I appeal to you, brothers and sisters, to be united in our Lord Jesus Christ. Let no differences divide you, that you may be of one mind and purpose in Christ. For I have seen how easily the world falls into division, so that one says, I belong to the Episcopalians, and another to the Methodists, and another says, I belong to the Democrats, and another to the Republicans, and another to the Contemplatives, and another to the Evangelicals. And another swears by only right one, and another right two. Or even, I belong to Father Chuck, and another to Father Aaron Zimmerman. Were any of these crucified for you? No, but Christ Jesus alone and him dead and risen. For it is not anything we preach, but the good news of Christ. For Christ came not that we might be right or be justified to boast or for the wisdom of this world, but that we might all be made one in him. For there are many teachers teaching many things, and I hear how they wrangle and argue and divide the children of God. And there are many who worry greatly over every word they speak or pray and become paralyzed, that there might be error in even one of them. But I tell you, right belief does not save, and teaching that demands its own way does not build up the kingdom. Our unity is not by the command of any human authority, and we cannot be one with one another by speaking or acting or even thinking alike. For all of these things are works of our own will and fall short. Christ alone, and we bound to him by his own love, makes us one, though we be many and varied. For the way of the cross and the resurrection of Christ and the plan of our God for all creation is given to us as grace, not as dogma or secret teaching, that we might be saved from the anxiety and the worry of saving ourselves, that we might especially be saved from the anxiety of thinking that we, through our teaching or arguing or through any pains, might save anyone else. For we imagine that they are outside of the grace of God, and only by our action can they be brought in. No, I tell you, but in Christ the whole world is made one. And in Christ are all things made new by him who died and rose for us. For I tell you, brothers and sisters, not one of us is right, not one noble, not one wise, but that God has given us all grace through he who lived and died for us to be children of God, adopted and sanctified in him. And so there are many gifts, but one uniting spirit, and there are many teachers, but one gospel. For our unity is not in belief or in the teaching of this one or that one. These things may all pass away, and the wind may blow, and all is new. But the love of God for each of us that we know through Christ will never change or pass away. The wisdom of this world divides, and each argues for his own way. That wisdom counts as foolish, we who value most of all Christ crucified. For we are united in him despite all this world would use to divide us. For we who have been baptized in his death and resurrection, all wisdom of this world becomes foolish in the face of Christ Jesus, who loves us, who chose to lay down his life that we might be given a new wisdom. The wisdom of Christ is this, that in God is overcome every division, that we who are many and varied may be one body. To the world, this is foolishness. For the world says that for one to be right, this one must be wrong. And for one to be inside, this one must be outside. And this one must be lesser, that this one may be greater. But to those who have found refuge in Christ, it is wisdom and salvation that all things are overcome in Christ. So let the same mind be in you, dear brothers and sisters, that was in our Lord Jesus Christ, that you may show forth the love of God and the foolishness of Christ in your love for one another and for those you encounter in Waco and wherever your travels take you. In this way, the kingdom shall be glorified. In this way, all may look on you and see the wisdom of our God. For though you are many and varied, you refuse to count one another wrong, that another may be right, and one lower, that another may be higher, and anyone outside the grace of God in Christ. For remember, God's foolishness in loving us is also God's greatest wisdom, and God's weakness in laying down God's life is strength. When Christ died, the powers of darkness lost at their own game, and light and peace rose on the third day. God chooses the ways and people this world finds foolish, so that we might not boast in who we are as anyone but children of God, brothers and sisters of Christ, that in God we might all be one. May your unity be in God alone. May your joy be to grow always more and more into the love and life of Christ. And may your life together in this place be a blessing to all, brothers and sisters. I rejoice in you as God rejoices over you greatly. The love of Jesus Christ be with you, and my love for you in Christ. Amen.